Young people in the Jordanian capital, Amman, say they don't understand the attraction to the militant group that calls itself the Islamic State. Islamic State fighters must be paid well, they say. Otherwise, who would join?
Those people think they are better than other Muslims. But the truth is, we have a poor economy, and they just have higher salaries. We have high unemployment, and they pay maybe 1,000 dinars when the average salary in Amman is 300 dinars. It's a 700 dinar difference, so some people are attracted to them.
But religious leaders say it's definitely more than just money that draws young people to extremist groups. Abdulsalam Fendi, the imam of Amman's Salman al-Asif Mosque, says some societies nurture terrorism and extremism by hindering moderate Islamic groups.
In some societies, this is explicit and successful in driving people away from moderate Islam. It is these societies that seek to defame the image of Islam.
Other religious leaders say there are even more fundamental problems driving people towards extremism. Nimr al-Asif is the former chair of the Islamic Action Front, the political wing of the Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan, a religious and political organization that is influential in the government, but also in opposition. He says militant extremists, like the Islamic State, will continue to attract recruits as long as people feel they are denied social justice.
Democracy, justice, and freedom is the real way to fight these flare-ups and to fight extremism, wherever it is. Because when people feel justice, they don't need to rise up against anything. Because generally people like to live in peace.
Al-Asif says political reform must be coupled with religious reform to slow the growth of the extremist group. He says religious leaders should increase the availability of Islamic education because many of those recruits have simply been taught wrong.
There should be an amnesty for the people who withdraw from this organization, and also who will give themselves up peacefully. And they should go through an educational program, because I honestly believe that some of those people are misguided.
The patriotic youth in this park, however, are less forgiving, saying the only thing to be done is to protect the borders and fight back against the Islamic State abroad.
They are insane people. They don't know right from wrong, and they think that if they join the Islamic State, they can do whatever they wish.
Families here say they don't personally know anyone drawn to extremism, and many guess it's not just money and social issues driving people towards the Islamic State. It could be just that a criminal organization, they say, attracts criminal minds. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Amman, Jordan.